Hello, hello, and welcome to my lovely, inspiring human potential community. To everyone tuning in, before we get started on today's topic, that is in pursuit of those keys to inner growth and following your heart to the life of an entrepreneur and to much more that I talk about, guide about, from the podcast to the blog to other online presences, which are known to those who continuously tune in. Special announcement, Anchor has allowed finally that listener support button, which means the world for everything that I pursue and wanting to share. And for those who are looking to support the inspiring human potential mission, its purpose, and anyone who believes in general in inspiring human potential, because that's one of those amazing things we can do and the online world has brought us to be able and do, connect, support, and together we will achieve that harmony worldwide. So if you wish to contribute because the inner growth process mindset has contributed to your life, or because you believe in inspiring the world through these different means, please do so. Thank you so much for doing so. And as always, you can reach out if you want to collaborate, if you want to share your story, if you have a personal development process mindset, something that can contribute to others in their unlocking of their untapped and limited potential, reach out to me. The blog luna12780.com has my email in the about section. And let's move on to today's topic. What I love most about our lovely, inspiring human potential community is that there is really never a dull moment in all of this amazing life wander that takes place. Even if you're not pursuing inner growth per se, you are in that realm of people who see that human, who sees the journey of life with all of the differences in that way of acknowledgement of what it means, like true life wisdom. What would life be without contrasts? It's kind of like, do we really think we'd appreciate it or not? Many people will say. And from the heart, when that is recognized from the heart in a way that allows lightness to come, not the interpretation of life is hard, life is a punishment, life is painful, things that can be in subconscious and conscious, things that people can explore if they want. It is that vision of what life is defined by how you feel and how you see. And those who love life, no matter what kind of mindset is in place, feel that appreciation in certain moments, particularly those challenging moments, and they'll raise that awareness. Oh, you guys, we share those experiences. We share. We don't bash them. We don't complain about them. We are actually acknowledging the experience that it is, a life experience, a feeling experience. The part of extremes and balances is important for every individual. And although there are different ways for every person to be in focus mode, besides that external, even those who are in an inner focus mode. So whether you're pursuing, again, inner growth, expanding your consciousness, rising to your cosmic consciousness, ascending to heart, like becoming that part of you, mind and heart, day in, day out, getting to know the human you, the human elements, and how to help yourself understand the essence of you elements with those human elements. So you take psychology, sociology, existentialist, you take, you know, the practical aspect of these, which is you were raised by two parents or at least one or a family of some sort. You have experiences, regular day-to-day things that you have access to since you do live your life, and you then start recognizing how that helps you to understand the feelings, because you're not wanting to do the reacting mode anymore. You're not wanting to face life with conflict. You're seeing how when you go within, or anyways react proactively, you'll be able to find solutions and life becomes more enjoyable, and then you steer your course. Different levels, different ways. The holistic meaning, to know all and to know nothing, is always going to be what gets you to go all the way through, because you acknowledge the human components, which is those, again, human elements. There's that consciousness and there's layers. You don't have access to all of them, but you can if you believe you can. There are those who believe they can't, and in fact they don't, or they will always go externally to find that support, which leaves them in a different situation than we're venturing off to. And as we always venture off to, they're not going to grow self-empowerment, they're not going to go into that neutrality. They will find their identity, particularly within that group, and there's comfort for them, and that's obviously the place that they feel best at, and it isn't of ours to judge. And this is where those who love life and differences in that open-ended way, unconditional love, know this is normal and it is meant to be different. Or anyways, do we really want every person to think the exact same? What would that be like? And it isn't because we can't be actively grateful in every moment. You can, if you didn't have to work and have other things to take care of, then you could be in that meditative, always actively aware state and practice it. But once again, life is a beautiful mosaic of events that take place, and with extremes and balances, you're able to bring to your growth, if you are pursuing inner growth as a journey and mindset, to the quality of life you lead, if you are aiming to improve that, to any personal development journey you may be on, or inner growth, personal growth, however you want to see it. You have most likely been through extremes and then found balances. And I'm sure you've heard of how that, you know, extremes, there always comes a point where it goes up and down. I think they talk about it in economy, financial, right? Every so often it has to go down and then it goes back up. And finding balance also, like right now, our societal culture is going through transformation, and it's in an extremes. We have extremes. It will arrive at a balance, as has happened in the past. Each person also does and can find that balance. The more you go within and become aware of that, and then the holistic, so open-ended, meaning you acknowledge there are areas you may not know, this is how you allow yourself to stay in a learning mindset that will allow you to tap into more of the infinite human potential you are. And what do I mean by that? I mean that anytime you create an end to something you've experienced, let's say, okay, I did this silly thing and now I know that I'm not going to do it anymore, that's that. You closing yourself off from isn't going to allow you to remember what was or to be prepared for. And it's really not that it changes how you speak about it, it's more about how you feel about it. So it's about you from within knowing there's an open-ended aspect. This is that one challenging part we talk about, even for people who are getting to know their inner power, who are looking at all the aspects, the emotions, the duality, the neutrality, trying to be in that best and really acknowledging how that amazing journey of life with every conflict, every challenge is providing the opportunity for growth. They feel it, they see it, you know, and you remain at awe with it and you keep moving forward. if you don't keep the awareness of not stopping that, so thinking you're done, that's where you could catch yourself not being that honest with yourself, and you become blinded to other aspects. So extremes, they take place, and then they remind you of balance for those who are aware of self, those who are aware of life. And this is what I was trying to say. It doesn't matter if you're trying to work with your emotional, that essence of you, and translating it for yourself necessarily. It's even about you in your day-to-day looking to go and make from a conflict the opportunity, the appreciation you hold for life. There are many people that appreciate life. They realize, you know, if I have all my limbs, my health, my sanity, I have a food, then that means I'm in a good place and I can move forward. Some people are still in a place where they really are lost, and those people have not found themselves yet. Extremes could help them find themselves, but it is a journey one chooses when you recognize my inner world is part of my outer world, meaning myself, the inner self, should play a part. So if I feel that I'm a victim, I'm gonna be a victim always. That part is not always recognizable by all, and that is something that we're gonna leave to the side, because we don't know what support they have or don't have. And again, so life is always full of many challenges, and if there isn't some way of seeing that a person can do it, they won't necessarily be able to ever see that. If they've never had it as an example, as a feeling, it's challenging, but it's not for any of us to judge. Once again, we can support or share information and try to help. The other part is, once again, the differences that exist and that balance. So if everything and everyone was in a place of where you feel humanity should be, with that inner exploration, inner growth, and appreciation of life, what would there be to discover? You know, what would there be to build? It wouldn't really play out that way. And the part I was saying before, how are you going to appreciate it if you're not having that time to be still? But even if you were, do you think you'd be thinking about something and contemplating and appreciating it when there isn't anything different to contemplate? I was, for example, reminded recently of the holistic nature that I meant to bring to my body. As a person who has scoliosis, it's something I was diagnosed with at 8. It's idiopathic, I believe is the word, or idiosympathic, I always forget. But it's hereditary, or they don't know why it comes. It's my spine's crooked. And I know I've shared with you guys when I had the horrible spasms in my lower back. It was like I was, could not walk. And I was told that if I didn't do exercises that were helpful, you know, one day I could find myself not being able to walk, and just my skeletal system collapsing. I think my osteopath was trying to scare me, but you know, I don't know. I'm not an expert in that field. The only thing I know is I began to do research and found a way to do specific exercises for scoliosis, since my osteopath was a general physiotherapist. And so I went ahead eventually last year. I was able to finally invest in this for my person and began these specific scoliosis, it's called the Schroth method, exercises. And I kind of left my physiotherapist, the ones from my osteopath, aside. And just this past week, I don't know what happened. Well, I do know. I just leaned my head slightly, and apparently it caused something in my upper back. So instead of my lower back, my upper back, for about 8 days. It's just subsiding today. And what happened? So I realized that I had not been doing the other exercises, which are good for stretching the vertebrae. they are very, very good for strengthening the core. And this is where I was reminded of those extremes and balances, because I do my exercises every day, but I thought I could just do those. Instead, the body wants every aspect, and this is where knowledge is power. This is where not getting stuck in one of the extremes, but always being open to accept if sometimes things take place, to not judge yourself, to not judge the situation. If you're judging it, you're condemning it. This is where you're again not going to move forward in something different. In okay, sometimes we can forget things that are important, and that's why then that balance though comes, it always will come back, the cycle, that cycle of life, that transformation, that up and down, this wheel that just seems to always take place, the cycle. If you choose consciously to make the best of it, to grow from it, to see it as an opportunity of something that is not an end, and that instead you want to allow to contribute, that's where your cycles go through transformation. They go through expansion, because you're taking opportunity after opportunity. The ones who stay in choosing the end game, so, you know, I'm this way and that's the only way and that's it, and I only want balance or only want extremes, they stay in a repeat cycle of how they handle a situation emotionally, mentally. So nothing right or wrong, a way of handling something, which as many times I shared, to me it is that inner conflict, inner struggle, inner challenge, because there's resistance taking place, there's non-flow, there are different emotions, different reactions, and the person isn't in inner harmony. They're not working on quality of life, they're not working on mindset, they're not working on anything except for repeating the same things over and over again. And those are also those individuals that maybe, you know, think life gets boring, or anyways, I've had people say to me that are in that space, like, oh, if you lived forever, how that would be so, you know, boring. I said, how could life ever be boring? But this is also where I recognize if life were all the same, then it probably would be quote unquote boring, because there would be no stimuli for the mind or body or those opposites that are needed to kind of become aware. If we didn't think, and then we couldn't think about thinking, we would not be aware of thought. If we couldn't focus in on the emotions within our body, on the feelings, then we wouldn't be able to acknowledge that this body existed. So, as always, guidance is of help. So for me, my mother would always tell me, Maria, everything in moderation. And even in this case, when I began doing the exercise again, because I said, okay, I need to start doing something, since my body starts feeling when it's not doing the exercises, the lower back. And that's why I integrated the soft ones from the osteopath, because I knew that those were only stretching exercises. And since when I had the back spasms the last time, that is what my osteopath gave me. I said, this is probably going to help stretch what needs to be stretched, and that way I don't lose the strengthening of my core, because that's where I really need to keep it up. And after 2 days, I am almost completely without pain in that upper back. The other part, for example, I was appreciative that it was the upper back, because at least it didn't mean I couldn't move or sit, or anyways, the lower back was really problematic in that I couldn't walk at a certain point. So those little things, they make you think. And then having guidance of those around you who have brought you to remember something in a way that helps you to maintain your balance. Balance is always good as you stay open in that cycle of life. Balance in seeing and trying to experience different extremes with that neutrality is also what keeps you in a different state of consciousness as these things take place. And usually it's not going to be in the moment necessarily. If you're pursuing inner growth, and therefore you raise your consciousness to you it's going to be after a situation took place or in a moment of conflict, maybe even inner turmoil, like emotionally upsetting moment, you would be having that mind and heart conversation, and this is where you can recall moments of extreme joy, moments of extreme sadness, and then remember that balance is what can soften the moments of extreme sadness. Nobody wants to soften necessarily the moments of extreme joy, even though sometimes you do. Let's say you need to concentrate and you're euphoric for something, right? That energy can become distracting. And so even in those cases, balance. And this is where I say, think of it, you know, think of the different energies and feelings that take place. Like, imagine if there was only one, only extreme joy. And this is where psychologists also come into play. I've read many of them that talk about the inner and external stimuli. So those who are stimulated solely by what is outside of them are the ones who need consistent changing of images and items. That's why marketers and companies, they change up things because people get bored of the same thing, because they want it, because it's a way that they feel alive from outside. Then there's people who are stimulated from within, their inner person, and therefore they might never get bored of the same thing because it is an inner appreciation they have. And this is a very big difference for those who do pursue inner growth and that inner world and self-empowerment, unconditional love from within to then share to the external. You are always expanding. You are always learning more about your extremes. You're always looking to different ways from within you to experience something with balance, even as extremes take place. And I'll give you another example. So as an empath, I do feel that heart and pain of humanity, whether it's close friends, family. More than that, when I'm walking in a room, it's something that grows more and more distinct. I've always had it. As I got older, I recognized exactly what it was, and probably there that process as well. It's by going to extremes and balance and going through life that we learn about ourselves, the inner world, the feelings, because you're focused on it as well. You're allowing it to be. So if you're allowing your inner world to be a part of your outer world, it means you are aware of your body, you're aware of your feelings, you're aware of your thoughts and your heart in the feelings, and you gain knowledge to the best of your ability to help you be in a place of learning for yourself. And you are always going back to check in with what flows and with what is loving. Unconditional love for others and self, respect of others, leaving others out of it. That is that one part that allows you to stay focused on you. You choose the human you want to be. You want to be the opportunity for that change in the world, then you always treat others the way you would want to be treated, no matter what others do. This is that famous existentialist crisis that they talk about, humanity and individuals having a challenge taking on this responsibility, because it's essentially asking you to believe in you, in the heart, in kindness, in all of this, even if you don't see it in the world. I mean, the existentialists don't talk about that per se, but this is where I'm sharing. If you choose what human you want to be, you're probably not going to choose I want to be evil. If you choose that, it's because you're hurt and you're disappointed with things. There's always going to be a reason for wanting to choose something that is not promoting of life. But deep within, every person wants to live a good life. They simply haven't harnessed the inner power they hold. They haven't realized it, and not everybody's prepared to realize it to that extent. But if you are, then you go all the way, and you go all the way by being that opportunity for you to grow and expand and learn and become more of your heart, and to be that heart for your unconditional love for self, but also for others. And you know that anytime there isn't flow and love or neutrality, there's something you can learn. So living extremes with neutrality allows you to, when you become aware after, because you're aware at a certain point of that, experience, and it's usually when balance kicks in, you get to explore the moment and appreciate it. When I was doing the exercises just the day after, I'm like, oh, this is what I had put aside, but I didn't criticize myself. I remember the extremes and the balances, and then it also dawned on me to share the experience to help those of you who are experiencing something like that whenever that will take place in your life for whatever reason, that you remember the aspect of appreciation. Because even though one wants to try to consistently be in, for example, inner harmony, which we talk about, the beauty of being in inner harmony is that it's a consistent journey. Plus, we live with another 7.7 or 7 point plus billion, I forget, a billion people. So you're going to be kind of thrown off your game at a certain point, but you can quickly reestablish it if you want from within you. And if you've gone through the inner growth journey all the way up to that advanced level where you are a master of self, you are master because you're aware of self when things take place that aren't in a place of centeredness, love, flow, and they are in extremes, you're observing, understanding, but you're in that loving place, so you're not involving other people. This isn't things that ever involves others. You're literally simply aware of something taking place, like a colleague challenging you. You're more aware of what's going on within you as the person is challenging you than you are really of what the person is saying. The people who are focused on others and the external, that external stimuli, and so that validation only from the outside, not growing the inner validation, the inner balance with the extremes, the inner awareness of all these things, that person is engaging consistently in the same things, even if it's in different ways, because the person will change, the situation will change, but they'll be focused on the behavior of whatever that person is. They'll be judging that person, they'll be trying to change that person and feel life might be unfair if the person gets promoted, things of that nature. That individual who's not focusing within but instead wants it from outside is always going to be that place. So they live extremes and balance in a different way. Extremes are going to be very, very good, very, very bad. The balance is going to be potentially stimulating, potentially boring, depends what kind of mood they're in that day or what novelty was brought forth. They're usually always seeking for either extremes because they need that, or that balance when the extreme that comes around is not what they want. Person who's going through inner journey, and therefore there's an entire awareness, appreciation, and awe for the inner world, as you get to bring forth that heart and you see how amazing it is to be in a place where you let the heart lead you with love for yourself and for those differences. So because you're saying conflict, challenge, extremes, balance, I can learn from it. Not lying, not saying it doesn't make me upset or not upset. Looking at it again with that, yeah, extremes and balance. And it's this ongoing thing. Removing right or wrong, removing high or lower. The only reason, for example, the inner growth journey I had to have levels is because I realized it's a process of the brain, of the psychological aspects. A person needs to first build enough of those day-to-day experiences before they recognize how amazing it is to live life by doing things you feel are connected to the essence of you. And as those of you who tune in know, you guys, if you're new, don't know, the Inner Growth Program has been designed, without talking necessarily about psychology or sociology in that in depth. This is now this year, as we explore the Inner Growth Mindset, I've chosen to allow for those tidbits more and more, and even in the exercises available to the patron members, they're different than last year's exercises. the day-to-day is the way that I said, this is how people can naturally do what they're already doing without necessarily applying that inner growth, because it's something every consciousness does. But there is a process, there is a leveling, because letting go of that duality, which is that intermediate level, and going to heart, going to explore that subconscious and conscious, where extremes can get really, really very heavy, very sad, very upsetting. It requires you to first have the enough experiences to know you can by yourself, on your own, which is what you do at the beginning of the journey. As you let go of expectations, as you work through your fears with the unknown, as you lead with heart and intuition, basically, and by respecting the external, you leave the external out, you use those conflicts as opportunities. So you're not building hatred towards anyone. If anything, you're saying, okay, this is that place I get to learn about me, and I get to make different choices. That is needed before that next step, duality. And then here is where it's important to be neutral towards self and others. And that's why unconditional love is the major player, and flow, because if you remember that, that's where your essence is at its truest as a human, as a soul, or that consciousness is at its wisest. It's when it's open. When it's open, it means it has to be at least in this impartial. So I say unconditional love because that is what will bring you to recognize when you're getting upset, frustrated, or having certain feelings. You'll take a step back and you'll choose to take a look at it from a different perspective without judging you or the situation or the person. And so extremes obviously aren't necessarily good, but it depends what we're talking about. And at the same time, it's not about good or bad. It's more about what can you do. Since your mind and heart are yours, you can always take over, contemplate what took place, be proactive, and resolve, and not repeat the same if you consider it a mistake. The part of being in a neutrality space means you know that it's not necessarily a mistake, but it is a mistake, but it's not, because that's what needed to happen so you could learn something new. So for example, I have been always kind of in that extreme space and balance, but really devotional, for example, to my goals that go all the way through. It's just how I am. I will charge and go. And that's why my mother, Moderation Maria, she'll remind me every now and then. And this is where if you judge yourself for how you are, you continue battling, for example, to do things differently. I feel instead, when you appreciate who you are and you use it to learn about something, you slowly work with yourself to actually pursue transforming something in the long run. And so, example again, even though I work on balance all the time and I have that knowledge of moderation, for example, I gain knowledge on the specific exercises that are good for my back, and I figured I'll just do these. The other ones are good, but I don't think I necessarily need them, even though my higher self, my wise self, was kind of like, are you sure you want to do this? So it's funny, when I ended up, you know, having this aha moment, it's like, okay, you already knew you were supposed to keep doing it, but you didn't. And again, if you can explore this with balance in mind, extremes in mind, with the fact that life does have that wheel, and that is the beauty of life, or anyways, again, if there was not the wheel, what would life be? Or anyways, it is what it is, right? That power of now. And this is where, in every moment that something happens, extremes can allow you to bring forth balance. If you remove judgment from judging you, judgment from others, focus within, look to it with that balance at heart. So it's even about balancing, because you know that life has these components, instead of creating resistance. When you judge, you create resistance. When you want to cut one thing or another, you create exclusion. And so it's, if you say we can always be in harmony to your mind, you're blinding yourself to the fact that extremes can take place. And that's where also, it's not about it has to take place, because some people will say you can't always be in harmony, you can't always have balance, you can't always be loving. And this is where it's because they're probably in a place, and this is where the people who are doing the inner growth journey for themselves, that love for self, for life, those of us with the inner stimuli, not the external stimuli, but we live because from within, life speaks to us, and we like to share that, and you begin sharing it with yourself, mind and heart. Doesn't matter what other people say or think. Those people will recognize the benefits or the naturalness of life with opposites, and not condemning opposites. By not condemning opposites and having everything in awareness, you know that there's things that could, you know, come back and just surprise you. You're not closing off that knowledge to anything. I gave you the example of my exercises because that is what allowed me to come forth with this knowledge for what I wanted to share. We've talked about extremes and harmony before. And of course, to me, as I've shared many, many times, it's about being able to be in neutrality that allows you to see duality with the expansive, infinite potential that each aspect has. Part where you can learn to appreciate it and be grateful for it in that essence of life, that's going to be depending on your feeling about the topics. Some people, they still won't prefer those extremes. They would like for harmony to always be present. And it's about accepting how you are, who you are, what you feel. And so when you're going through, for example, something that you just would have liked to be different, acknowledging it with yourself is what keeps you open to the opportunity to grow from within. This is why it's all about having that unconditional love for self and others. If you are focused on others or the external, you'd be blaming or looking to the external, and you'd still feel the same way about that situation. If you're judging yourself when you looked within, you'd be beating yourself up and really trying to be something you're not necessarily. Instead, if you go to the balance, extremes together with the view of them as existing, this is where in the cosmic consciousness, that higher consciousness, you've ascended and awakened to heart, you're in this place, your mind and heart, with the awareness that life is essence, things are presented, things happen. If you want to be at your best, so to speak, if you want to have a solution, if you want to appreciate the moment, that whatever angle you want, extremes and balances are special because, and you'll learn from that, or you'll appreciate it because you'll be in that balance mode. It'll be a reminder of something. For me, I had a kind of giggle about it because it's like, no, you already knew this, Maria, seriously. But in the way of, okay, that's life's way of staying interesting. You're going to repeat things. Because for me, that inclination is still to go all the way through the exercises that are specific for my scoliosis. The Schroff method, I've done those religiously every day. I needed to also remember that I need the other ones. That's all. And that will probably repeat at some point some other lesson that will come into play. All of us have those. It's about being able to be understanding and accepting of who you are, embracing life with that unknown, and allowing you to make those calls of wisdom, which is another place where extremes and balances can take you if you allow your heart and mind to guide the way, if you allow that inner growth process to take place from a space of unconditional love for who you are, for who the world is. By understanding, you always will simply have an opportunity to make something out of whether it's a good or bad extreme, a good or bad balance. Anything that takes place in those moments is always going to be that next expansion, if you want, if you can see it. And even if, for example, you tend to focus on the external, let's say, the part of inner growth, I'll put it aside, because if you're focusing on the external, it's not inner growth. It may be growth in relationship to external events. You still make choices, but your inner world is not becoming a part of your outer world. So you're leading by half of what I would say a human is. But let's say it's only about the external. It's still very much talked about, as I mentioned at the beginning. There are ups and downs in life. The financial industry talks about the economy system. There we go. Talks about it as well as our history books. So extremes take place, and usually then they balance themselves out in time. If you can acknowledge it as something that exists, you normalize it not to desensitize from it. You normalize it to be neutral, or at least open to knowing it's a part of life. You already create less resistance when it takes place. You already create less judgment when it takes place. You already are in more of an open mind and in a calm place, which allows, because when the emotional brain is overly active, what happens? That rational brain shuts down. So if you allow yourself to find harmony with the fact that life has extremes and balances, doesn't mean you have to say, I love it, I hate it. You simply acknowledge it as a part of that piece of life, and that if you want to make the best of it and be at your best to be proactive, that's something of interest. By allowing yourself to not be in a place of judgment with it, and simply in a place of that it's normal for life to have it, you also will be able to experience it with more balance than the extremes, because you're not kind of grinding your heel in there more. And this is what, for those who work within, this is what helps when you stop judging you and trying to do things differently, meaning like other people do. And it's up to you to recognize when you are doing that. And usually you can recognize it because it's going to be weighing you down or feel heavy. You're going to get tired. You're going to feel in conflict with the way you're approaching it. And I tell people all the time, you need to know who you are, how you do things. I know I do go all the way. I can't help it. As an empath, I feel the feelings. I feel the feelings of not only what's around me, but of my heart. And so if it feels that it resonates, as long as I'm respecting others, it involves no other person. I have it's not a right, but I trust my intuition. And I've always said, if I make a mistake, that's fine. I'll learn from it. These are things you choose with your person. It's important to leave others out of those choices. That to me was always clear. Others might disagree, but this is where then it's already moving away from inner growth and an inner expansion and infinite space and loving space. Because if you involve others knowingly, that you're involving others in something that is yours, well, that's you deciding that you have that right, and we'll leave it at that. But the part of being able, feeling wise, so my mother telling me moderation, obviously that was good guidance, but in the moment as it was taking place, going against something that I'm inclined to do, it felt like criticism. Being in an inner growth mode, always raising consciousness, always unconditionally loving, I would look within at my feelings, wouldn't point that finger or try to change mom. I mean, sometimes I'd say, you know how I am, but other than that, my focus and priority was always working with me as it is today. Because who lives the extremes with you? Who lives the balance? It's your mind and your heart. This is that part. The inner world is always there. If you have no communication with it, if you have no awareness, so you're not in that cosmic consciousness of it, you're the one who's missing out on the opportunity to become self-empowered, to become the infinite potential you can be, grow love, grow smarts, anything and everything. If you're able to recognize this important part of you, you will be amazed at how beautiful and how every, again, challenge is literally an opportunity for you to work with you and feel even more of that inner power for your life. Helplessness is literally out that door. Others may see and think you're faking it, or think, you know, that you're not really interpreting well, because that I get that a lot. No, but you're anxious. And I say, no, I know when I was anxious because I worked on it. That's that other part that can always show you where are you with feeling of ownership of your life with your intuition. I notice if I'm in flow or not. And to this day, yes, I am so more and more unconnected. Like, people say these things and I'm simply focusing on how I'm feeling about it, and that's it. I don't even bother talking. There's no reason to respond. They have a right to their opinion. I don't need to prove anything. And this is where everyone, if they want, can acknowledge where they're at with that self-empowerment. It's about how do you react when someone gives you their opinion to you about you. And then if you go into self-doubt mode and don't recognize it, this is where you miss out on the opportunity. But for those of you who are on that inner growth journey, when you recognize it, this is where you have the opportunity to release duality and go in neutrality. Don't judge yourself for having, quote unquote, fallen for it, because that's how it feels. As you pursue following your heart, you feel like, I should have known better. Why am I bothering with this emotion, with this thing? Remember extremes and balance. Remember process and timing. Whatever your tendency is, may always be that tendency. Or the only way you can see what happens is if you work with yourself, not against yourself. So for me, it became clear, thanks to my mother, that I had that place to accept of me if I wanted to. And thanks to my inner growth journey, because that's where the inner world, me allowing it to be. And this is what I was saying at a certain point. Well, I was very young when I said this, but after only, you know, not listening to my intuition a couple times, I really was like, no, this is not ever happening again. I'd rather make a mistake than do something that I don't feel resonates. And so, like I said, the only part that is important is leaving everyone else outside of it, because otherwise that isn't something that is fair, because you're doing something that will affect somebody else's life. And that's one of those things that your consciousness will know. Those are the reasons why people sometimes regret what they've done, what they've not done. For as much as some individuals like to think they're not connected in a way to humanity, and it's because of disappointment and hurt and fear and things that have taken place, we care about each other. We are a species, we're a community. And when we're not caring about each other, it's because we've been hurt. Those extremes, once again, they are all opportunities for us to recognize what it means to be human, what it means to find balance, what it means to live the essence of life that we all lead. Whether you look to the outside for your answers, acknowledging that extremes and balance are special because of what they allow us to experience And by special, I mean you can neutralize and make them special if you choose to focus on the things that can come forth from them, or once again, as a now or life, you know, it exists. You asking why it exists doesn't help you move forward with it. For those who are on an inner growth journey, I look forward to hearing your aha moments in your moments of extremes and balances in those moments where you get to finally move into a place of unconditional love for how you are and to embrace. So, you know, if you are always in a place of harmony and detest extremes, you know, whatever experiences and aha moments of that personality and applicable to then the things that take place in your life, please call on in or leave a voice message on Anchor. And you can also always email me. You find the email in the About section on the blog, luna12780.com, and in the About section on the website, inspiringhumanpotential.com. Sending you all, as always, all my love, all my hugs.